Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to get across the street.
Have anybody been lonely tonight? The Lord said.
Yeah. Could have been me. What do you mean? Hey, Rev, it could have been me. I thank the Lord. It could have been me.
Thank the Lord.
Boy, I tell you, hey, Rev, I tell you, it could have been us. Sleeping in our grave.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Rev, you know, I want to say that I love the gospel, right? I love hearing the word of God. I love hearing the same word of God. And sometimes the word of God and hearing the word and the songs, man, it just does something to you. But, Rev, I just might as well tell you, we say it so often, but I'm not trying to correct nobody. But, boy, the Bible says being absent out of the body is present with the Lord. And it was too many times that we give so much thanks just being here. But if you really want to know the truth, being with God is better than being here anytime. Well, I tell you one thing about it, boy. I can say it like this because I really believe that if we're getting closer to Him, Reverend. I heard that songwriter, Rev, and I'm gonna tell you something. It could have been you. You could have been like the young man got had another man had his foot and a knee in your neck, and it could have been you.
Oh, right.
You know, man, this is how all the things are happening right now, my brother. People like this young lady, 16 years old, man. Now I saw it, right? I'm gonna get out of the way, Rev. But I saw that, man, 16 years old. I don't know what they were fighting about. And I saw one man, okay, I saw her push the one lady down, right? And I saw another man kick the girl. Then I saw another, the 16-year-old with the knife and finna stab the lady in the pink. And then, you know, you know how that went. She got killed. You know what I'm talking about? Could have been us, man. You know what I'm talking about? It could have been us, man. You know what I'm talking about? But I thank God He keep us in our right mind, man. He keep us
in
our right mind.
That's right.
I never thought, I'm still young, man. I'm very young. I never thought I'd make it to 54, man. You know what I'm talking about? The lifestyle I had prior to you know what I'm talking about? And I really believe, my brother, from my heart, brother, that God is looking down and He's very mad at us. That's why we got to and teach God's word like He's coming right today, Reverend. We got to teach it. It has to be proper, man, that the people can hear God's voice in us when we standing on His word, not lifting us up, but lifting up the man. Because I know,
Praise the Lord,
that we're just like filthy rags before the Lord. Even in our best, we think. We are just like filthy rags before Him because he got to see us through Jesus, man. It's so much going on, man. Out there, people are crying. They going ballistic. The guy got all these charges put on him for what he did. I mean, let me tell you something. You know what's up, man? It's so late in the evening right now, man. Yeah, we need to pray. We need to pray for our nation, man. We need to pray for the children of God, that everybody get on board. Don't be slowful of serving God, because you need to serve it like He's coming right today, Reverend. I just want to tell you, that's why I'm back away. And I know you got something for it, but, Reverend, I just want to tell you, man, in your prayer, man, pray for us, man. Pray for everyone that's trying to live the word of God so we can be an example for the people that they could come to and be witness to. So we can be able to minister to him, man, with God's peace.
I
heard a young lady pray a while ago, and I heard she was doing a corporate prayer, but I heard her speaking vertical, though, Doc. I heard her speaking straight to God. And I believe when we come together like that, and when someone, I know it wasn't myself agreeing what she was saying, because I really believe she touched God's heart. And touching God's heart, He smiled. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He smiled because He got some people attention to get up in the morning, want to teach and preach His word. He got somebody. I'm going to get out of the way, Rev. Let me leave that alone because I'm He got us attention, man. He got us attention.
All right.
People want to hear, how can I get close to Him, man? Tell me, encourage me today. How can I get close to Him, man? Minister to my spirit. Minister
Thank you,
to me, man. Even you have to kill the rider And you have your kids stop to run, Lord. Lord, come now. Help us, Lord, through this here. Man, so much going on. Watch over our babies, man. Pray for the babies, man. 16-year-old with a knife running to somebody. Like, what in the world did they be fighting over like that for, man? Tell me, man. Tell me.
Yeah.
Make sense out of this thing, man. Pray for our young folks, man.
Yeah,
got so much stuff. And I'm telling you, I'm still young, right? I know I'm just 54, man. But I'm going to tell you something, man.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have when I was young, man. Maybe I social media wasn't like this when I was young. Mm-hmm. Like this. When I was 16 years old, man, the version that I got to think we did, no saying greater than next, I understand. But they got access to too many things now, man. Too many violent things now. And we letting them phones raise up these babies. We got to get them babies attention. I know we want them to have a little this and that, but we got to get their attention. How do you get their attention? You got to put them in the Lord. The Bible said train them up. I'm gonna get out the You got to come away. The Bible said train them babies up while they're young, and train them in the way of God. And when they get old, they will not depart. Somebody said, "Well, you was young. You got trained when you was young." But let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. God gave all of us a choice. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He gives us a free will.
That's right.
He don't force nothing. He's not forcing. I see people come over here religiously. He's not forcing you to come over here. You come because you want to hear the Lord or you want to get encounter with His Spirit. But let me tell you something. Have you tried Him lately? Have you woke up this morning? Brother, you better get in here because I feel I've got
to.
Jesus, man. You know that song was all over me, and it's keeping me alive.
Yes, sir, keeping you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Truly.
Thank you, Jesus.
Truly. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's worthy of our thanksgiving. Let the redeem of the Lord say so. Hallelujah.
Man, pray for our babies, man. Keep them in your prayers.
Yes, sir.
Babies.
Oh, always.
My baby's 35 years old. 30 and 26, man. Babies to me, you know. You know what I'm saying, man?
I hear you.
Yeah, keep it. I thought I got my grandchild, 15 and 11, you know. Pray for them babies, man. They do that. They dispose of a lot of things, man. Yeah, pray for the wrong folks, too, man. I ain't said leave nobody out, but the babies on my mind right now. Pray for them, man. Keep them in your prayer, man.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Father, as we go in prayer, our Father, we thank you for allowing us to see this day, Father. We come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you for your goodness. We surely thank you for your mercy. We're so thankful that you allowed us to even see this day, Father God. We look at this day, another day to be this that much more better for you. Oh, to live in a way that would be pleasing in thy sight, Father. Oh, Father God, you heard the request, Father God. You heard the supplication. We bring these before thee, before thy throne. Oh, Father God, first we want to ask that you would forgive us our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Things that would hinder us, even in our walk or our witness, Father God. We ask you bind them things in the name that is above every name. In the name of Jesus, the matchless Lamb of God, we thank you, Father. Oh, Father God, we ask that you bless our children, Father. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, Father God, we ask that you have mercy. We ask that you, in the name of Jesus, oh, hold up the evil, Father God. Oh, Father God, we realize that it's running rapid right now. We realize that right is looked at as wrong, and wrong is looked at as right, Father God. For we know, hallelujah, we know, Father God, that you hold all things in your hand. Oh, you got the whole world in your hands, Father God. So we ask that you make it to be what you would have it to be, Father God. We realize the spirits have just a moment to reign, Father God, but we know you reign forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we ask that you bless, Father God, even those, and protect those hearts, Father, that would desire to please you in the name of Jesus. We ask protection from evil spirits that would get in and disrupt what you have for us, Father God, even for our youth. We ask protection, Father God, until they can stand for themselves and say, what must I do to be saved? Or what must I do? help me surrender unto you, Father God, is our prayer for them in Jesus' name, Father God. We ask you bless them to be as well as they are, Father God. If you so desire to leave things like they are, bless us with the understanding and the assurance, Father God, that you still sit on the throne. We say thank you, Father. Oh, Father God, we ask again, Father God, that you bless, oh, and touch, Father God. Set free whom you will, Father God. Deliver whom you will. Oh, hallelujah. We realize that all is, it's all in you, that we live, move, and we have our being, Father God. So we ask in the name of Jesus, Father, that you would look upon these concerns of ours, Father God. And even we ask that you, we count it as an honor that you're even listening. And we ask, Father God, if not our time, but in your time, where you move, Father God, and bless us to be patient and wait on for your movement, Father God. We realize it's still all in your hand, Father God. No matter how dark the day may look sometimes, we realize it's all in your hands. So bless us, Father God, to know your plan and your will. In Jesus' name, we want to tell you, Father God, that we love you and we're thankful. We're thankful for you. In Jesus' name is our prayer. We ask that you consecrate our mind, our hearts, and our spirits, and to receive and understand what you have for us this day. In other words, give us this day our daily bread, for God. We'll ever be ever mindful to give you the praise. In Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God. We thank God because it could have been me. I'm so glad that you've given us another chance for we can be like Paul, you know, we kind of like a in between. Hallelujah. 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 We kind of in between that. Oh, we would love to go on and be with the Lord, but for the sake of the will we have to do for him, it's better that we stay, Father, and continue to work out strong soul salvation and continue to help those that he put in our path that we help until he see fit to call us on home. So we thank God. We count it as a blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We count it as a blessing to be here, and we count it as a blessing to go. But we thank God that this morning, because he's given us another day to be more pleasing in his sight, another day to love on him just a little bit more, another day to show a dying world that he yet lived. How he, you know, he lived, or he lived within our souls. And we're so thankful that we can call on Abba Father through the spirit of adoption. We thank him this morning. We still going to look in Luke this morning. We're in Luke the 21st chapter. We'll even start in this first verse. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Christ is still teaching. Thank you, Jesus. We'll find that in this introduction is Christ commands a poor widow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And as this verse 1 reads, it said, and he looked up and saw the rich man casting the gifts into the treasury.
Come on, man.
And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in their tithes, two mites. And he said, of a truth I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast in more than they all. For all these have of their abundance cast offerings of God, but she of her penury hath cast in all the living that she had. Oh, hallelujah. This speaks something to me here. Thank you, Lord God. It speaks something to me that some give. They cast and they want to show big, because that's the thing that's in their heart to be brought, to show I could do more than you with these money gifts. But here is one that gave, I believe the same way that she lived. She gave all to the Lord.
Yeah.
She gave all. Yeah. She gave from this office. When you give from the heart, when you give all that you have to the Lord, the offering is more than just a money gift that you can reach into your pocket and you can be given by faith, not because of your status that you have, but the faith that you have in the Lord. I give it all to you because I know that by giving you can sustain. I'm not worrying about me or mine, but I'm giving all to you, Lord. And I'm trusting and hoping and depending on you to carry me through, but I'm showing you in faith, hoping and expecting. There is no evidence, but I am giving this thing, giving my substance unto you, and leaning, hoping, and trusting on you to carry me. She gave all that she had because she gave from her heart. She gave not expecting or depending on the money, but she gave hoping and expecting and depending upon God. Is this how she gave? Because they all gave of their abundance, casting unto the offering of God. But she of her, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord God, for whatever you're reveling. But she gave. Oh, how many of us will be blessed if we give of our service to the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. The gift that he given unto us. Thank you, Jesus. Will we give it back to him? He gave me a way that I can pray and touch others. And I pour all that out even in my prayer to him. And I hear in the scripture a fervent prayer of a righteous availeth much. It breaks the stronghold. It pulls down things. And it set things in where you don't pray of to be lifted of men, but you pray to be heard by God.
Come on. Come on.
The
man.
One that can come on in the room and bless whom he will and set free whom he will, bring those up out of bondage. You give it of your service to him.
Yeah,
God, I thank you. God, I love you. God, first you establish things, in that prayer. God, you are. You're giving those that are listening, even in yourself, you reminding yourself just whom you're getting ready to speak to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's not in the things that we would say, but it is in the faith. Hallelujah. In the faith that we believe that, my God, that he will deliver on time. Not in my time, but God, I know you're so fix this thing, that you allow things for a moment, hallelujah, and when you see time has been passed, no. Then you move, hallelujah, those things that are hindering. In other words, you loose the shackles and you set them free.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
I'm so glad. Hallelujah. I'm so glad he so fixed it this way. But this is what is revealed in the scripture to me, is he gave all. How many of us will truly be a blessing to God when we give him all? Oh, when we go a little further in the scripture, when we give him all, don't just get an understanding of the word, but get on in that word like it is the very life that you are connected to. Some, when they get so sick, they are on life support. Treat that word like it's your life support. Hallelujah. I say unto you that this poor widow has cast in more than they all. You know, more than they all from the offering of this widow. We learn that we rightly give for the relief of the poor. And in that relief of the poor, you support of God's worship. Hallelujah. My pastor used to tell us, you never know when you'll be able to do something for God like this again. So while we're on this side of Jordan, we should be giving him our hallelujah. 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 Somebody say the only thing I ever done wrong was say the sinner too long. Hallelujah. But you're giving God worship. You're giving in the support of God's worship. And giving this, you know, in these tithes and these offerings. When you give unto God, he multiplies the thing that you give. When he gives you talent and you use those talents, he multiplies those talents. When you give him your understanding, when you read and study the word, then he opens up your understanding. Somebody said, I read it once and I seen one thing. Somebody said, I read it again and I seen another, because God is an abundance. In abundance, yeah, he will give unto you. For see, they gave of their abundance in their offering. But if you give to God, hallelujah, give unto God your all. They were rich, and it didn't hurt them to give. But she gave, hallelujah.
All right.
She gave. We can just stop right there. She gave.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
when you give the best of your service,
telling
the world that the Savior, hallelujah, hallelujah, I feel my help. But when you give, when you give unto God that he has given unto you, but you turn around and you give it back to him, hallelujah, then will he open up the floodgates of heaven, and he pour this thing into you. But he wants to make it with your free choice that you want to give back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you want it to be given for his glory, for your glory, Lord, for your hallelujah. How he allow us as children of God, hallelujah, to walk in the light, the beautiful light. And he tells us, come with a dewdrop of mercy. See, when you're walking in the light, I know it's going to be pitfalls, but I'm going to give you grace and mercy. I'm going to allow those that lead my people, I'm going to give them a little bit more grace. I'm going to give them a little bit more mercy. Because, while you at home sleep, some of your pastors are up praying for you. While you ripping and running and doing everything, God has put put you on the leadership mind, so he's crying out for you. And some would have the dare, they would dare talk about them that's watching for your very soul.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Be careful. Be careful. Oh, hallelujah. But I want to go back here. She gave her all. Hallelujah. Casting more than her all. Oh, but because she gave unto God. That the God has allowed her to have. She gave it back to him. And how many can say that I gave God all that you given me, I gave it back to you. Oh, God, you blessed me in a way where I can reach somebody, and I gave it back to you for your glory, for you to be lifted up just so they can see how good you are. Somebody ought to tell somebody else just how good God is, Oh, hallelujah, God. And see, in that, in your praise, he inhabits the praise of his people. To inhabit is to come in and dwell. Oh, let him come on in the room and sit down on your praise.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
As you lifted him up, let Jehovah God come in and let him speak to you. Let him say what he want to say to you. You don't have to worry about your feelings, but you want him. God, if it's something that I need to hear, remove it out of my life. So I can see you a little bit better. So I can walk with you a little bit closer.
Remove these things.
Help me to repent. For I realize repent and forgiveness are the glue that can repair a broken relationship. Learned that on yesterday. Reminded of the glue. What will hold it together? What will hold your relationship together? And what will help you give to him all? And all the living that she had. And some, verse 5, and as some spake of the temple, how it was adorned with goodly stones and gifts, he said, as for, thank you, Jesus, as for these things which ye behold, the days will come in the which they shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Listen. And they asked him, saying, Master, but when shall these things be? And what sign will there be when these things shall come to pass? He said, take heed that ye be not deceived. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. Don't go, hallelujah, hallelujah. Some, you know, if we're not careful, we'll be caught up in something like this because when God has blessed you, when he has blessed your soul, and when he has blessed you to worship in some kind of way, we'll take the attitude, I'm blessed and highly favored, like he is our God and our God alone. You know, come here, boy, he's here, come there, you know. But be still. Be still. God has your address too. God knows your email too. God knows how to get in touch with you also. But it starts with that free trust. Take heed that ye be not deceived. For many shall come in my name. You shall be thieves and robbers coming in his name, saying, I am Christ. And the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. But when ye shall hear of wars, oh, hallelujah, seems like the wars are already starting, but when ye shall hear of wars, and, oh, thank you, Jesus, and commotions, the wars and the commotions, and be not terrified, for these things must first come the past, but the end is not by and by. You know, there are going to be things. There are going to be signs that come of you. Ask for a sign, and what will they be? Just look at what's happening right now.
Help us, Lord.
These are the signs of the end of time. What is happening right now? What is going on? How the weather is one way one day. The seasons are changing within a season. It's cold when it should be hot. It's hot when it should be cold. It's fall when it should be spring. You know, hallelujah. Things are all mixed up. Right is wrong. Wrong is right. Sin is so flirtatious. You got Christians running after it. Oh, hallelujah. Right. Hallelujah. Oh, but be not deceived. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. But look at what's happening. Look up and see what is going on. See what is going on when the courts have decided to take the Ten Commandments out. But you see what is going on when the very establishment should be upon God. You want a righteous judge, you know. But look at what's going on. We want our own way. We sound like a backsliding Israel, man. You know, we want our own way. We want to do things our own thing. You know, you don't realize by your actions you're saying, I want a world without God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
What?
Be careful, be careful, be careful what you ask. Okay? But it said these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Then shall he unto them, he shall say unto them, nations shall rise against nations and kingdom against kingdom. And
yes,
earthquakes,
sir.
Great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines, pestilence, and fearful fights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. You want...
Okay.
You want God to talk to you. God is talking to you. God is talking to you every day. But are you listening to what he's saying? When you see senseless killing. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, yes, sir.
I'm just going to say, it's the sign of time. We're standing through all what's going on. I'm really messed up when I'm saying this 16-year-old had a knife. And to stab another young lady, that messed me smooth up. Now, what did she get the spirit from? What did she get the spirit from? I understand this prediction of a sign right now. Yeah, it's there. But then I want to say this, I'm going to get out of the way. But there are some things out there, man, that we need to be doing as believers. We need to teach these babies, man. And stay with them. Don't give up on your babies. Pray for them kids. Pray for the ones.
Yeah,
I don't care how old they are. Pray for them. You know what I'm talking about? Don't let them to themselves. I don't care what they say. Mommy, you just don't know. Dad, you just don't know. But I do know. I know Jesus. Baby, I
come
feel like you want to play. We got to get them babies back on track. You know what I'm talking about? We got to... This generation, if we don't watch it, all they gonna know is the telephone and then talk by the phone. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm gonna tell you right now, well, I said telephone, that might not sound right. Cell phone. I started thinking about that real what you were saying. Man, that bothered me seeing that young lady going to the other and the police. You know, they look at their police, but they got to investigate a little bit. But I'm telling you, man, what he didn't shot that baby. Well, she was gonna stab that baby, man. Them kids, man. What could be
yes,
that
sir.
Man, man, that you could run into somebody like that? You know, especially 16.
Mm-hmm.
What could be that man?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he ain't lived life long enough to know what bad is. You know what I'm saying? I just want to put that in there, but
beautiful. See, because. Well, what the trick of the enemy is, they got people so focused on the police. They're not all bad. There is some good ones that's really trying to do the job right. But
right.
evil is running so rapidly, TLC, they, if you don't watch it, we're going to handcuff the law enforcement, and then evil is just going to be ridiculous, just running rapid. But there need to be some law and some, there need to be, even in this Christian walk, it needs to be something that don't let you just run footloose and fancy free. There need to be governed, you know, on these old cards, you know, they used to have a governor. You only can go so fast. Yes, sir.
Just like that. Now watch this. I know there's some evil police. There's some evil black folks.
Mm-hmm.
There's some evil white folks.
Mm-hmm.
There's some evil Asian folks.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. But one bad apple will spawn a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm
saying?
That's like first. So you say, well, look, I don't want to go to no prison. Look how they act. You got to understand there are some people struggling just to try to walk with the Lord, right? And then they see us. I see that.
Mm-hmm.
I got the man. I hate to bring it, but when I saw that her mother got on there, and you know she was a foster child, right? And then when her mother got on there, you know what her mother said? She's a good girl. She's so quiet. She don't bother nobody. And she got a big old 12-inch knife running at somebody, man. You know what I'm talking about? How foolish we sound. I know it might not
mm-hmm.
be popular with somebody, but I'm saying right now, that's so foolish, man. The Bible
mm-hmm,
said the other
mm-hmm,
day, we
mm-hmm.
read, this other day, what seemeth right to man. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
It leads to death, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. But she was going toward that woman with that knife, and what that man had his knee in that man's neck, and all these different senseless killing going around there, they thought it was right. They thought they were
mm-hmm.
dead right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they were.
Mm-hmm.
They were dead
mm-hmm.
wrong. You know, it leads to death, man. That bothered me, man.
Yes,
I said, we got to pray about babies,
yes,
man.
Sir.
We can't be on these ministries preaching and teaching God's word and don't speak to the people. We got to speak to
mm-hmm.
the people of the day's time. There's some people
hurting out there,
man. There are some people out there struggling right now, Reverend. We quote the scripture, the time is getting near. You know what I'm talking about? It gets so near,
mm-hmm.
man, you got kids in their room. They shut up in their room and with the door shut. You know, and you don't know what's going on in the rooms, man. They come out
there,
they was like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, you know what I'm talking about? Man, you better get a handle on these babies. You better get a handle on them.
Yes, sir.
My mother, you know, it was a time, really, man, I'm in your way, man. But let me say this to you, real. There was a time, real. Check this out, man. There was a time. I'm telling you, I'm still a young man. I know I am. I'm not claiming
mm-hmm.
I'm old by that. But it was a time when grown folks were talking, kids couldn't be in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
my grandmother slapped
yeah.
me in my mouth.
Definitely.
What you doing looking at such and such a man? That man's grown.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't even look at him in my house, man. We had to get out the room, man. We had to go outside
mm-hmm.
and play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now they be all around the table. They talk about everything for these babies, man. And they growing up too fast, man. I don't know. Y'all just pray for me, man, because I got a problem with that. There. I really do. But you know what, though? God lend these babies to us.
Come on.
He lent them to us.
Yeah,
he did. Are we teaching them Jesus? Are we showing them Jesus? Because
mm-hmm.
there used to be a time, do as I say and not as I do. But now that's a wrong teaching. We need to be examples for the babies too. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
You hear plenty of babies. I ain't gonna put a lot of people business out, but I heard certain counseling of certain people. I don't never want to be like my mom or my father. I ain't gonna get married.
Mm-hmm.
Look how they acting. You know what I'm talking
about? Mm-hmm.
I'm serious, man. And God designed it. God said to me, He said in the beginning when Adam was by himself, he said, it's not good for him being alone. Oh, help me
mm-hmm.
understand.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's not good
mm-hmm.
for him being alone. He said, what he did? He said, because he said all the he lambs and she lambs and them, he said the bear and they got a female, they got a male. And he said, well, let me do something. Let me do a heart surgery right quick. Red, I'm going to get out of the way, man. This is what you talk about there. Hey, Red, Amen. What he did,
yeah.
he took him down and laid him down and took a rib out of his side.
Yeah,
and then he stole the back up, Reverend. You know what he did, Reverend? He looked at that thing and then called her, "Whoa, man." You know, talking about somebody with their mind, while he said, "Whoa, man." You know, most men, when they see women, they mind it right. They say, "Whoa, man." You know, but I can imagine when he sees that he had none of this honor. And so God allowed her to have her. And then what he did, he didn't even, he didn't go into her, right? But he went to her right back this here. He said, "Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh."
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. God designed us to have this. Who told you it was Adam and John? Who told you it was Sarah and Nancy? No, it was Adam and Eve. And God made female and male. He didn't confuse that. Let me leave it alone, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Look at him. I can have to wait. I'm feeling some kind
of the signs of the time. The signs of the time. Nation. Rise against nation. Kingdom against kingdom. Lord have mercy. It rising up against each other. You know, one is for this and one is for that, but neither is for God. Rising up and fighting amongst themselves because they have left. They have left the things that God has set in order to make this thing walk hand in hand. to show you just how messed up it is. Why is it that, you know, the reproduction is not in both?
Come on.
You see, the reproduction, hallelujah, the reproduction is in the woman. So, you know, it's no need to, how can woman be with woman and bring another man, and bring another woman, you know.
For
it takes the male and the female be through the reproduction system. If you do it in God's way, in God's plan, you don't need no other additives. hallelujah, Abraham and Sarah. Come on, you don't need nothing else if you do it God's way. If you do it God's way, you don't have to worry about the nations rising up against nations and kingdom against kingdom. If you do it God's way, if you be like this woman here that gave her what she had, they gave her all that she had. How many times did God bless those that give what they have? When God blessed you with a gift and you use that gift to the best of your ability and you work carefully with the Holy Ghost and God adds unto that gift. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you have faith, God adds to your faith. Oh, hallelujah. If you're fruitful, God adds to your fruitfulness. Oh, but then he also adds, and he's the only one that can do this, God adds by subtraction. Man can only get more by adding, but God adds by subtraction.
He sees
where the hindrance is, and he allows
things to be
taken out of our lives. You know, you might say, man, if I could just be delivered of this and that, I could be a better Christian. Okay. God will allow that to be removed. Thank you, Jesus, that you may walk a little better. But if your mouth and your heart don't line up, guess what? The thing you said that you was going to do, the Lord, I promise you, if you start making these deals with the Lord, be careful. That's like an oath. You know, be careful. Be careful with your mouth writes that contract. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your mouth writes that contract, you know. how many times, and that's still even good today, when we tell somebody we're going to do something, they expect, they are taking us at our word, just like we take God at his word. But he's able. He's able to keep it. But we are trying to be like him, and we're trying to keep our word. But be careful on all these contracts that we're making. You know, somebody say, put up or shut up, you know. You know, you say you're going to do a thing. then you don't have to keep doing, just let your actions come along what you say you're going to do. Lord, I'm going to be better. We'll be better. show him. I'm not just talking, Lord, but I want to be better. I don't want this nation and kingdom rising up that even is within me. I don't want the great earthquakes and shall be in divers places and famines and pestilence and fearful sight and great signs shall be. From where? Heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, deliver you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony.
All right. Oh.
Therefore in your heart not to meditate before what ye shall say. Don't worry about what you say. In that time, don't worry about when you are brought before. But if you have been leaning, hoping upon God and trying to do what he tell you, regardless of the persecution and regardless what men may say and regardless of the naysayers, when you have stand firm in what you know that you know. Some may not like what you say, but don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, because if you just be still and watch the salvation of the Lord. It tells you not to meditate before what ye shall answer. What I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist when you let God speak.
All right. Now.
You just concentrate on being, Lord, let me know, you just concentrate on being a holy vessel.
All right. Now.
Just concentrate. I'll give you what to say that can stop all conversation. Oh, hallelujah. You know, those that are kicking against it, I can close the mouth. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, they won't be able to even resist it. Just be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just know that I am God. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
know that I am God. Be
That's
still.
It.
Be still.
That's it. That's
hallelujah. See over here in the King James, this is written in red, so you know who's talking.
Just so you know, direct now. Talk direct.
You know.
Come on,
red. It's
Come on,
red, so you know who's talking.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
be still. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Settle it, therefore, in your heart, not to meditate before what you need to answer. Hallelujah. Just be still. Wait on me. Because I'm going to give you what to say. The Holy Spirit will make a witness of itself. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about me. Amen. Hallelujah. When you don't have to worry about the amen when the I am starts talking.
All right.
You don't have to worry about it. Thank you, Jesus. Well, because he will settle all accounts. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. You don't have to worry about this. Amen. When I am is speaking. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's letting them know something. He let them, you know, don't worry about what you're going through. You know, don't worry about so much darkness as around. You just be the light. You just, oh,
Lord, thank you, Jesus. You just be the light. Hallelujah. Don't worry about the darkness. Because one thing about a dark room, you let, I don't care how small the light is, but long is there a little light. And walks into a dark room. It changes wherever it goes. I don't care how small it is. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't care how small the light is, but long as it is a light. We used to sing a song,
come on,
this little light of mine.
Light of mine.
I'm going to let it shine.
Don't yeah.
I'm going to let it shine. Be an example before men. So when they look at you, they see God. Hallelujah. 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 Even if you make a mistake, don't worry about it. Just repent quickly. Oh, hallelujah. That mistake don't get down in your heart. And you start designing things. But just repent quickly. Be sorrowful of it. And God will in due season lift you up. Hallelujah. And that light will continue to shine. Hallelujah. Don't worry about it. Don't even meditate what you're going to say when they try to entrap you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't sell it in your heart.
Don't
meditate over, well, I'm going to say this when they give me that, or I'm going to say this. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You just be a holy vessel and let me speak through you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Oh, how sweet it is. Hallelujah. Don't worry about it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And you shall be betrayed both. A parent. And brethren, and kinfolk, and friends,
All right.
And some of you shall they cause to be put to death, but don't worry. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. For my name's sake. For my name's sake. The same name that you can speak it and man will live. The same name you can speak and man will lay down and die. Don't be careful. Be careful. Tom, I got a thought in my mind. Be careful whom you love. Hallelujah. Be careful whom you love. Because if you tell God, God, I love you. Oh, he going to make sure you keep that. He going to allow things to be created for you to show that you love him. Hallelujah.
Thank you, please.
Hallelujah. I love you. I love you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Well, prove your love. Oh, thank
yes,
you,
sir.
Jesus.
Yes,
oh, this little light.
Yeah.
Might be small and
come
might
on,
not burn bright as sun, but this
yes,
little
sir. Light. Little
light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you're going to be hated. You're going to be hated when you let it shine. You're going to be hated when you get in conversation and you bring God in and the evil that
come
is
on,
around, it torments them. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just like you going in the room and throwing acid on something. It's going to holler. But at the name. At the name.
Jesus.
At the name. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Everything.
It just does something every time in the name.
Yeah.
When I hear Brother D laughing, anything in the name of Jesus. Oh, it's just like music to your ear. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
This little life. Hallelujah. And some, they shall cause to be put to death, but that's all right. That's the end of the story for us. And ye shall be hated of all men. This is what he's telling them. So Christ is telling them, for my name's sake, but there shall not an hair of your head
perish.
Hallelujah. 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 Did you hear him say it? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the day that even the die in the Lord. But it says, but thou shalt not an hair of your head perish in your patience. For they say, ye your soul. Oh, hallelujah. I can understand and I can hear my elders say, I've learned how to lead and depend on Jesus. It must have been some trouble somewhere,
where I had to call out, Father, I set my hand to thee. Hallelujah. Ain't no other help that I know. Nobody knows, Lord, but you and I, because nobody knows how far you had to come. Hallelujah. To get me where I was. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus, in your patience. That's to give your soul. Thank you, Jesus. And when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies,
yes,
then know that the desolation thereof is nigh.
All right.
Oh, hallelujah. You want a sign? Just look around. You want to know? Just look. You want to know what time it is? Just look around. What time is it? Just look around. Look around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains. And let them which are in the midst of it depart out. Let not them that are in the country enter there into. For these be the days of vengeance, oh hallelujah, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. He told you. He told you that it's coming. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give. In those days, oh, hallelujah, woe to them, you know, these mothers that are nursing the child, in those days, for they shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people, for they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive. And to all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Oh, hallelujah. See, there is no Christ. Thank you, Jesus. No Christ paid the price. But sometimes God allows you to pay for yesterday. What you talking about? What happens to those that write a check on an account that has no money in it?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Oh, I know you hear me. That check ain't no good, you know. Unless, now the bank may cover it, but it's going to be a price for them covering. Because you didn't have the money in there. They call that insufficient funds fee. Now, we're going to cover it, but you're going to have to pay for that that you done. You overspent, so we're going to charge you for that. So, but when I was deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, I was writing a whole lot of checks.
Jesus,
Oh, man, why I have to suffer like this, but look what you did while you were in the past. I'm going to cover it, but there is a cost for me covering. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't be careless with the grace and the mercy that I'm allowing unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. That has a penalty that has to be paid for that. Though I'm going to cover it, but sometimes you just got to pay for yesterday. So that's why it's a needful that we keep him close, that we're praying, that we're hoping and depending, leaning and trusting upon him, because there is a time that's coming. Hallelujah. It said, shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled.
those that have, and I don't know why I'm here, but those that have play like they was married before they got married. And you wonder why when you get married, that first two or three years, it seemed like it's just pure tribulation. But I planned for yesterday. I wrote on an account that I didn't have money in the bank, and I wrote that check. I acted like I had already sealed that contract. Hallelujah. But after paying for yesterday, but that's all right. Hang on in there and stay strong. When you first become a Christian, it's beautiful and sweet, and then it seems like you go through a drought. Oh, that's when you need to lean, trust, hope, and depend on him even more. So,
oh, yeah.
Because there is something to do after the honeymoon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we must fight. Hallelujah. I must fight if I would reign, you know. I must suffer if I would endure this, all this beautifulness that it is to be called by name Christian, Christ-like. Oh, them that desire to let God rest, rule, and abide within their hearts. That's something that I must do. I must, because the signs are here. The signs of the time is here. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations and perplexity, the seas and the waves roaring, men's hearts falling them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming up on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with great power and great glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I love this thing. When you've been walking with him, you're designed for this right here. Though the wars and the rumors of wars and all the things are allowing to let be done right now. But if you're leaning, hoping, and depending on God to come on in and bless whom you will, bless my brother, bless my sister, give them strength that they don't fall away. I don't have to fear in my heart because I can look up and my redemption draws nigh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can look up for my strength. How good do you feel sometimes when you just look up? And look up and look into the heavens. See how beautiful the sky is. And it reminds you of your home that you came from. Oh, those streets of gold. Oh, hallelujah. And I am going to be an heir of this. Oh, and I know that I have done all that I can to please the Lord. So come on, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You desire for this. Your heart will not fear because you know to be absent from the body is to be present. I've had little experiences with him here. You know, I've had beautiful dreams. I had visions. I had melodies in my heart. Oh, but I'm going to be able to be with him all forevermore. Hallelujah. My redemption draws now. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the same love that he have for you and you have for him, he expects us to spread it among the brethren and the sisters, mankind. For I say, this little light, I'm going to let it shine. Somebody says, shine, shine, shine. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, it's going to be a rumbling even in the heavens shall they be shaken. Then you will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your head for your redemption. Oh, hallelujah, Jordan. Hey, hallelujah. Only thing you have to do is just look up. Just look up to God. I can look up without even lifting my head. I don't understand that, preacher. Oh,
when I bow down, I'm looking up. I realize down at your feet, O Lord, is the most high place. But, when I bow down, I understand what I didn't understand. When I have a conversation with the Lord, I can be in my truck driving, but I can get the tears rolling down my eyes because when I think of his goodness and his mercy towards me, hallelujah, and I'm thankful to God how he yet still having mercy on me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's how I'm looking up. That's how I'm looking up. I'm looking up, realizing that my redemption draweth nigh. When I'm hoping and dependent, God, I know everything is, all the evil is running rapid, but I'm looking up unto you. Because I know in that appointed time, you're going to look, oh, hallelujah, and tell the angels, we loose. Loose the wind. Hallelujah. 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 I know this all can begin when Christ stand up and you give him he can just start it with the wave of the hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My redemption at this time is drawing nigh. It's drawing nigh. Even it's quicker now than when we first begun. At 8 o'clock is even quicker. 9 o'clock is even quicker. It's drawing nigh. Each day, each hour, each moment is drawing now. It's drawing now. It's drawing now. And he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise, ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God is at hand. Oh, it's getting late, children. Oh, those that love God, it's getting late. No, that God's not losing like some think. They think the adversary is so strong, but scripture tell me he's bound right now. It's just the imps that are running loose. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. Know ye that the kingdom of God is not at hand. How is it you say that he's bound right now? I'll tell you, because at the name of Jesus, when you praying in the name of Jesus, I don't care how much power you think the adversary have, but and you just cry unto God in the name of Jesus. I don't care how he try to come at you and buffet you, the adversary, but at the name of Jesus, it halts him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Unless God have working something that he allows him to stay. But even in that, even in the storm, if he allows him to continue, he's going to give you strength to walk on through. Hallelujah. He's going to give you strength to tarry. But, oh, God is not at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. It has to happen. All has to be fulfilled before it comes. Nations and nations. Nations got to be against nations. Kingdom got to be against kingdom. Earthquakes, they have to happen before it comes. The gospel have to reach all parts of the world before it comes. Hallelujah. 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 Know this. God is not at hand. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged. Thank you. With suffering, drunkenness, and cares of this life. See, these things, that they'll pull you away. You get caught up in the world, they'll pull you away, and you don't want it. You're not walking with God as close. You're not talking to God as much. You're not hoping to to please him as much. When you get the curves of the world, it's pulling you away. But, oh, the scripture above told me God is not at hand. It's too late now to be dropping the ball. It's the curves of this life. And so that day come upon you unaware. See, when you're not looking for him, you're caught off guard. But, oh, when you're looking for him, you're not surprised when he show up. Hallelujah. Man, I'm just amazed how God came on in and blessed, because somebody somewhere was looking for him. Somebody came with things up on their heart. God, I need you to talk to me. God, I need you to walk with me. God, I don't care who's speaking to us, just as long as they give me the word. Hallelujah. It don't matter to me who gives it, but long as it has been given. Hallelujah. And when you come like that, God will deliver. God will set you free. God will answer your prayer. Hallelujah. For as now shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all the things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Thank you, Jesus. And in that daytime, he was teaching and in the temple, and at the night, he went out and abode in the mount that is called the Mount of Olives. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple for to hear him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we come, when you go to hear God and what he has to say, sometimes it's ouch before it's amen. Sometimes it's Lord have mercy before it's hallelujah. Oh, but that's all right. That's all right. Stay in the fight. Stay in there. Oh, hallelujah. Because the same God that walks with me, the same God that talks with me, is the same God that's going to bring judgment. Oh, but get it now. Receive it now that you may do something about it. So when he comes, you'll be ready for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. Thank you, Jesus. But this little life of mine. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm gonna let it shine. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God keep you, God. Thank you for your prayer. Thank you for attentive ear. Thank you for all that was done in the name of Jesus. I turn it back over to you, Rev. Thank you, Jesus. 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 This is another life. Gonna let it shine. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, the Spirit is moving, Doc. Thank you. Moving. It's ever moving, man. You didn't fall off, did you?
No. No, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
There you go.
Awesome word, my brother.
Praise the Lord.
And we just gonna have to keep praying. And we have to start raising these babies and our grandbabies the old school way.
You're right.
So, you know, I'm always praying with y'all brothers and praying for y'all brothers that y'all stay strong and keep bringing this good word. I love all y'all, and I'm out.
God bless you.
Don't knock yourself out.
You know, so, you know, it's funny that he spoke. I couldn't think his name. I've been truly thinking about him because I hadn't heard it. I said, man, where is he at?
Yeah.
And he spoke again.
That's Brother Joe. That's Brother Joe.
That's Brother Joe.
Thank
the
Lord.
You know, I used to tell the guys all the time, when a word is given, it should be something in the word.
My God.
You know, Eric got stuck yesterday. He got stuck and couldn't move. Now I listened to my brothers. He was giving words. He's talking about the stuff that's going on in the world today. Then he spoke on, I heard him, y'all stay with me for a minute. I heard him when he spoke on the reproduction. God wasn't given to the man. See, God gave reproduction to male and female.
Yeah.
So he gave male his power, and he gave woman her power.
Yes, sir.
And those that don't believe it, all they got to do is read Roman 1. He'll show it to you.
Yep.
And we went off astray. We went astray.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to try to abolish God. We want to take the prayer out to school. And we wonder why is our children going astray. Our children are going astray because we have strayed away ourselves from the word.
Yeah.
I'm just speaking the truth, my brother. We're from the word of God. And this is how children are. Used to go astray. I used to hear Eric had it bad when he first came on with his daughter. He said, the child will do what they see done. We ain't even what they hear done.
And they see. When they see this mess,
they know what they want to know. I thank God for giving me that old time religion.
Yeah.
I thank God.
Yeah.
I
like that.
I was talking to one of my coworkers here right before I came on air. He's speaking to me about tomorrow, and I was saying, you know, God is already here. You know, I look at you now. You know, the Bible says, enter into his gates with praise and thanksgiving, don't
it? Mm-hmm.
The Lord is already in. We should enter in with it. So when I give a prayer to go up here and speak tomorrow, I know God's already, he was there before I got there.
All right.
I know you're already here. If I walk in, I'm going to feel it before I walk in, because I know you're already there. I just got to do my part. And all I'm trying to get to see, my brother and sister, if we just do our part.
That's it.
God does his part. He's never failed again. I heard Brother Eric saying how these kids, we are failing our kids. Not so much that the kid is feeling, we as parents.
Yeah.
Drop the ball, bro. Because it's in the Word of God. It is in the Word. It's all wrapped up in the Word. So now, if it's all wrapped up in the Word, real, and if we don't get the Word, how are we going to give the Word?
Uh-oh.
If I don't walk up right before man, how can I teach my child to walk up right before man?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm not. If I'm going to go out here and do everything I'm not big enough to do, everything I have no business saying, how can I teach my child not to?
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
God is good, dude. The Lord.
Yeah.
My brother spoke to him the other day. My brother said that he came,
Lord,
and he had my brother along. He said he was ready. And he's leaving us so we can get ready.
Mm-hmm. Those of us need to really pay attention to that.
Count the cost.
All right.
You know.
Yeah.
Look at this here. Determine what you want to look. What side you want to be on. I want to live with him
right now.
Yeah. Still want that little farm. I want to still have a little farm. They say. I'm gonna tell you, the farm days gonna be open in a minute. You know, the Bible says he's getting close. We really believe that. We're talking about the prediction already. You know, we really believe that. You go outside, you don't know if you're going to put your shorts on, your jacket on, or your overcoat on, you know. Unless it's been a certain part of time, they didn't know it'd be cold all the time. Well, we know that in Texas, but we get cold, but there's something wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, we so cold major down here. When it turns 65, we got the coat on. You might catch that other way.
Yeah.
Thank God, man. Count the cold.
Thank you,
Lord. Yeah. That seed that you put down. Now go.
Yes, sir.
She said, no, now go. Whenever God sent us, he comes along beside us. Whenever God sent us, he comes along beside us. You like that, brother? When God calls you, he said, when God calls you, do not be afraid or tremble or wilding on your knees, for he will be with you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's some comfort there.
Yes, sir. That's beautiful there.
That's some comfort there. Reverend, that's some comfort.
Yes, sir.
He's going to be there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, one. Because I heard you teaching. I heard you preaching. He's going to be that. He's going to give you what to say to
you.
He's right outside. Sometime or another, he just, if we allow him, he'll speak to us.
Mm-hmm.
If we'll just allow him.
Yes, sir.
He said, you get out of the way. Let me tell you, dude, I don't need no notes for this one yet. Come on out.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And it's like act of kindness. Act of kindness.
Thank you, Lord.
One act of kindness may teach more about the love of God than a sermon. Oh, here we go. You know what I'm saying? One of the kindness may teach more about the love of God than many sermons. I'm telling you something.
We really believe
that when a man and a woman expressing God's love in his word, and he can feel the grace person that he's speaking to, the CLT, get the attendant ear, they can feel the grace and the love of God. Because it's all about Jesus. The Bible says the power of kindness is the fruit of the Spirit. The power of the context is which is genuine, speak to others about the Lord. That's what we do, right? That's what we do. It's hard for us to just hold it in because we want to tell you about the goodness of the Lord. The act of kindness, Brother, Sister Martha, hey Martha, I just thank you for your words and nuggets and encouragement that you give. I'm just knowing that God put in your heart to give it to you, because sometimes someone needs to know that you need to share the love of God. He didn't save us to save ourselves. He saved us to save someone else. I really believe that. I really believe to save a soul. Remember, thank you for the message, man. I thank you for how you enlightened us about the two different topics you gave us a while ago. I really believe I was looking at that first one because, you know, sometimes I just get stuck, you know. But I had something with that widow to get that mite, you know. She gave all she had, you know. But look what I thought about that. Most children of God, it is a thorn in their side when they have to give.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When they have to give. Not just to the church. They just have to give, you know. You know, it ain't got like this here. Even you had to give your time for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It really don't take all of that. But when we do like this, we don't. Everybody got everything done and decent and all. But we know that when you give something to the Lord, give all of it to him. Give him all of it. You know, and serve him. And everything else,
it will pay off. Not
That's
just
right.
after a while. It will pay off right now. Well, we thank you, man, for the love letter.
God bless you.
We thank you for reading that love letter to us, man. We thank you.
Yes, sir.
Ask God's speed and his strength for you, man. Your house will thrive.
In the name of Jesus. Your grandkids,
Lord. Your job, Lord. Your coming
mm-hmm.
in. You're going out. We really thank you for
thank
that,
you,
man. Because we know.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yeah. We do know. Help me, Holy Spirit. We do know, man.
Mm-hmm.
Can you follow this, man? We do know.
Oh, yeah.
That the work would not be in vain. I just don't
thank
believe
the
Brother D. All the teaching you're doing, Brother D. Whoever else to get out and labor in God's word.
Praise the Lord.
I just believe it's going to be in vain. So it takes love to do what we do. It takes love.
Thank you,
I can speak for my brothers. None of us get paid to do what we do. We do it because
of
love.
That's right.
Some
that's
people,
right.
You got to get it. If you don't mention their name, they won't say nothing. Some people got to be
that's
called,
right.
be invited, and beg, come over here. But, well, when you got the love of God, the invitation was sent over 2,021 years ago.
mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yeah. It's a long time ago that he said this invitation.
Mm.
Is you really lifting him up? Or are you lifting him
mm-hmm.
high? That the people can see God,
mm-hmm.
not you. Thank you, Rev. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Rev.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Oh, glory, hallelujah to our God. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's something I never could have made it without him. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Never. I couldn't even teach a lesson without him.
All
right. Hallelujah. Because I realize. What it is in him. He told me, he said, don't even meditate.
All right.
Don't even just try to figure out what you're going to say. My God. It helps me understand even more, so it may not come when we want it. See, because we don't know all of the time and the right time of God. God is eternity.
Yes.
He knows how he knows how to fit this thing together. That's why he's trying to get our time to walk with his time. Being parallel so we'll always know what time it is. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank God for his blessing up today. Thank God for his encouragement. How he blessed our heart. You know, thank you, Jesus. How wonderful it is that finally, brother, when we come together, we come hoping and expecting to hear from God. He does a work, you know, no matter whom is speaking. But as long as we come hoping and expecting, God does a beautiful work. So I just thank him that he blessed us to have this heart, because it could have been us with not the right mind or not the right heart. It could have been us struggling with a decision whether I'm going to serve him or not. But, oh, he allowed us to be on this side of Jordan that we may help those, you know, that are yet out of the way. So I just want to thank God for his goodness, his mercy, and even him being patient with us, that we may become patient with one another. God loves you.
Wow.
And God keep you is our prayer. You know, he is patient with us that we may become patient, you know, with one another. And that's beautiful there, you know. We that are strong, thank God for your strongest, but don't look down upon the weak. But you encourage them and help them that they may be strong as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. For if we look back long enough, we can see we've been weak before, but God, in his mercy, in his grace, allowed it a little bit more time us to work in that vineyard. Hallelujah. That we too may have compassion on those that are yet still trying to come along this way. So I'm so thankful how he blessed us to have that love that covers, that love that we keep loving one another. It would blot out those things that we would bring up to cause us to be at odds, but it would just have the compassion that as God have been compassionate with us. He allowed that unto us to show we are his children because we yet have love for this dying world. We just continue to stand on the wall and give the warning sign. Get ready. We're giving the warning sign. When we come, we helping ourselves, we helping others, but we just sounding the alarm. Hallelujah. God bless you. God thank you. God keep you by prayer. Thank the Lord for all those that prayed. Thank the Lord for all those that listened. Oh, thank the Lord for all those that were helped and they can take this and help someone else, even if it's just themselves. So we thank God. We thank God for listening in with us. We thank God for giving them to us, pouring unto us, that we won't be selfish and we'll pour it to someone else. We love you. Thank you, Sister Amy. Hallelujah. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your guidance. Thank you for God being just how you allowed him to be in you, that you may spread the love and you may give forth your testimony, how he lifted you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for the opportunity that was given in the name of Jesus. I thank God this opportunity. God gives us opportunity. So I pray we don't miss when God wants to visit. We don't miss our visitation. When he wants to visit you, when he wants to spend time with you, go on, open your heart and let him spend time with you. Even be just you and him. He want to show you something. Oh, thank you, Joe. He want to show you his way is the best way. You know, he want to walk with you. He want to commune with you. You know, he want to give you strength where you would be weak. See, you don't know tomorrow. You know, but God wants to strengthen you even before you get into tomorrow. Hallelujah. God, thank you. God bless you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you. As we pray, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we continue to ask you, Father. We plead unto you, give us the strength. Give us the wisdom. Give us the knowledge that we may help those that are out of the way, even the young, Father God. Oh, you allowed it to be put upon our hearts for a reason. Bless us, Father, that we may be a better example, that we be mindful to keep these children in our prayers, Father God. But we know that when we pray and cry unto you, Father God, in due time, you will take care of us. So you heard the supplications on today. You heard the requests on today, Father God. Bless us. Have mercy, Father, and even strengthen. If you have to teach a lesson, oh, even through death, Father God, let that lesson be taught, Father God, so others may realize that you're God. And it's time to be about your business. It's time to live a little better. It's time to walk a little better. It's time to get closer to you. In Jesus' name, we thank you for this hour that you've given unto us. Thank you for all broadcasts that are opening to thy name, you know, and open unto wanting to get the word out and teach, Father God, and help someone to become stronger, Father. Help us continue to sound the alarm. Hallelujah. Then none will be lost, Father God. But, oh, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you in Jesus' name. We thank you for what you have done, what you're doing right now. We're so thankful for what you're going to do. We're expecting to continue to hear from you because we come with expectations up on our heart. We continue to pray for those that are bereaved, Father God. Oh, like you did it for, you done it for so many, how you wrapped your arms of protection, your arms of grace, your arms of comfort, your arms of strength, Father. And you lifted that individual that was burdened because of a loss of a loved one. Oh, Father, we ask you to touch when you see fit, Father. Not our will, but thine will be done. Jesus' name, we thank you for the word, the message, and the messenger on this day. And all that you have desired, Father God, we pray that we have been pleasing in our sight. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Thank you, Lord, in the name that is above every name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, in Jesus. Oh, speak to whom you will, Father God. Our heart is open unto you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In the matchless name of Jesus, the Lamb of God, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Man, man. Praise God, brother.
Thank you, Lord.
Never would have made it.
Oh, God.
Never could have made it without you.
Thank you.
I would have lost it all.
Oh, God.
But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I would have lost it all. Oh.
somebody just need to testify.